In Transit Committee, the agenda. We're not in the Legislative Chairman's office. We're in the Karen Binder Library of the 6th floor of the Ulster County Office Building. The date is October the 3rd, 2018. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Archer.
Here.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Litz.
Here.
Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Waltman.
Here.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. Thank you all for being here, everyone, department heads, employees, public, and our legislators. Everyone was distributed the meetings of our minutes of our September 4th meeting electronically. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to those minutes?
Move them.
Moved.
Second.
Was that the 5th or the 4th?
We have the 4th here. Is that the correct date?
September 4th.
We'll double check it, yes. Motion second, no discussion, no changes, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carried. Moving on into resolutions. Resolution number 383, setting a public hearing on the sale and or transfer of 0.18 acres of county property in Kingston. That would be the City of Kingston, to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, Inc., a local development corporation, Department of Planning.
Moved.
Second.
Second by Legislator Litz. Mr. White, if you would give us a...
Hector had a question.
I'll let Chris go first.
All right.
So this is a about a 7,800 square foot piece of property on the northeast corner of the former rail yard between Cornell and O'Neill Street in Kingston. Some decades ago, possibly 20 years ago, Voices Dairy built part of its dairy processing facility on county land and put a refrigeration unit and parking on our land. It wasn't really discovered until survey was done earlier this year, and so we have an encroachment there which we're trying to formalize. What we've done is essentially drawn a rectangular line from O'Neill Street to the next property over, the Spada property, and what we're proposing to do is to convey it to the EDA and then have it conveyed to Voices Dairy. They will pay the price of the appraisal, which has been done. It's been appraised at $19,100. They have pay all of the transference and lot line revision application fees. They will pay the fair market value, and part of the deal is when we build the linear park, which is proposed for that area, they will put in a fence to our design to protect the trail users from their trucks, which enter at that northwest quadrant of the property. So they've been asking us to do this for a while. It's taken a while to get the survey done. It took us a while to get an agreement in place, you know, just even in principle. And this is just one of these things that we're trying to clear up that over a period of years happened along the railroad. And it's not unique. We're going to have other incidents of this as we move further westward.
Thank you.
Very good. Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So at this time, I would actually move to amend, as opposed to the EDA handling it, that the IDA handle it. The legislature has traditionally been responsible for the disposition of property, including in this case, I guess we would technically, I guess, be declaring it surplus, I'm imagining, in order to actually go to transfer it over, because it requires a two-thirds vote. Any property that we go and
yeah, I mean, it's essentially like Golden Hill.
Yeah. So, you know, in this case, since we have to go and take action for the legislature's responsibility to go and handle this, I would prefer to go to the IDA. I know that we had some, depending on one's perspective, I'm not trying to cast aspersions, but you know, we had some issues the last time we turned over a property to the EDA. That was the almshouse issue. And I think in this case, I believe the IDA is a more appropriate agency.
So. Why? What? Just apple, what is the difference?
Well, I mean, just from my own standpoint, I just view it because it's actually officially a public body that's also empowered to go and sort of dispose of property for us. We've used the IDA before. Matter of fact, technically, the easement that we always talk about for the railroad was in fact something that the IDA was responsible for. In fact, that we empowered them to go and to handle. So in this case, I just think that it should go to the IDA.
Okay.
Just offering a different viewpoint, Mr. Chairman. The Economic Development Alliance was created as a local development corporation to ease the burdens of the county. This is a non-controversial transaction, and it's really, the EDA is the better choice for cost and convenience. The county attorney's office does all the legal work involved here with no additional cost. The IDA does not use the county attorney's office for legal work, would have an expense associated with doing the legal work for this transfer.
Okay.
And if I could, the survey was also done anticipating that it would go to the EDA. The terms are very simple and clear here. It's not something, if I could, to Hector, that it's not something that's going to go out and be marketed. We know there's only one buyer for whom this property makes any sense. As a standalone property, there's no value whatsoever. And so the EDA was in part created so you didn't have to use a local law to get around doing a public auction on this. You know, and again, yeah, it's important to remember this is a unique business in Kingston. It's 45 people that work there. It's a dairy processing plant, and you know there's been incredible consolidation in that industry. And so to have something like this in Midtown Kingston, processing agricultural products from our region, from small farmers, is a really unique thing. And we just want to get through the process with Rich Boyce. I understand you may have an objection to the tool, but if we could, we really like to move this along quickly. He's trying to get a mortgage, and he can't get a mortgage refinance because the title isn't clear. So
I just, you know, look, I mean, in terms of, as you said, you know, the tool, I have a preferred tool. I've made an amendment, Mr. Chair.
Does somebody second it?
I'll second it for discussion. It's not clear to me if properties are, if, and particularly trail properties are being moved to the IDA, why this is being moved to the EDA.
Well, there's no trail property.
No trail property got moved.
Not in this instance.
They built a building and put a refrigerator on the
IDA was supposed to be overseeing it.
Right.
There's a. Did you see the?
Yeah, I did.
I have a map of it too.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
Because Hector likes color maps.
You know, Lynn, if I just give you more background too. So Hector is referencing something that was here when you weren't in office. Essentially, at the time we had surplus the almshouse, and we needed PDA to basically market the property and identify a buyer. This is not that situation at all. This is a known buyer for a known amount of money. This is just a simple legal transaction that we'd like to do quickly and be done to help this important small business that operates in the town.
Very good.
I want to vote on the amendment.
On the amendment, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Nay. Nay, Hector.
I hope we see aye.
On the resolution of scheduling a public hearing.
I'm scheduling a public hearing.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Moved and second. On the public hearing.
To begin with, but we'll pretend that we did it the right way.
We know what you meant, Hector. Thank you for always being so critical, but I do appreciate it. On the resolution, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Do you need these back?
No.
Okay. Resolution number 396, designating the Ulster County Department of Tourism as the official tourism promotion agency of Ulster County Department of Tourism.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Anything, sir?
On that?
Just
yeah.
No,
tourism, won't you?
It's fine.
It's fine?
We got some great news today, if you'd like to hear.
Love to hear great news.
I heard from the state that Ulster County went over 5 million visitors last year.
Wonderful.
Just that 5.2 million came to Ulster County.
Perfect.
And just as a frame of reference, our neighbor in Dutchess was 4.75 million.
Wow. Very good. Very good.
Yes,
excellent.
We don't have.
Are we going to get more money?
And anything new in the tourism?
It's all fun and games, but are we actually
more sector?
We just we've got. I don't know if you saw the release. There was a tourism spending in 2017 was $586 million, was up 6%. In our office, we just released a new dining guide. I'll make sure the legislators get that. It was just printed, which is really colorful and advertises all our, not only our restaurants and diners, but gastropubs and farm markets. So that's a nice addition to our travel guide, which is out in May. So we're very busy this time of the year. We just finished with the Garlic Festival. We have the Italian Festival this weekend down in Kingston. Actually, the 11th. So come down and see that. everything's good.
Good.
Very good. All right. On the resolution, number 396. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 397, pledging matching funds for the I Love New York Tourism Promotion Department of Tourism.
So moved.
Second.
Standard resolution, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. Just for clarity's sake, as always, so, you know, in the fourth whereas, Department of Tourism anticipates applying for between $30,000 and $135,250. I realize that we are, quote-unquote, setting a ceiling, but that also has, from year to year, also changed if we've gotten more money. So, I mean, is this is the top end of what you're anticipating?
Yes. We actually got the estimate from the state, and we'll be getting $78,000 in matching funds in 2019. Which is about $8,000 more than we got last year.
Very good.
Legislator Archer. Pending your marketing plan, correct?
Our application, right, part two of the application.
Okay,
correct.
And will we be able to get a copy of your marketing plan before?
Sure. Yeah, if you'd like to.
It would be great. Actually, it'd be great if you could present it to us of what you're thinking, where you're going, anything different from what you've done in the past, and particularly if you have any results on past initiatives that hit your chair, that would be helpful.
I'm happy to do it. If you're, we have our agency in this week. We're actually doing a presentation at the Emerson, the Tourism Advisory Board. It's you're more than welcome to come up, and if you're available at 4 o'clock tomorrow. But in lieu of that, we'll be happy.
I think it'd be great for you to bring it here.
Okay, happy to do that.
I appreciate it.
Just tell me when.
Why don't we plan on the next meeting?
Correct.
Very good. Legislator Rodriguez.
I don't know if we are, basically, since we are done with Resolution 397.
No, I don't believe we voted.
We did not vote on it?
Yeah. Not yet.
Then let's do that, then.
Why don't we have some more discussion for now? Just teasing. On the resolution, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? So carried unanimously. All right. Thank you, everyone.
I'll make a motion.
Hector.
Thank you. So number one, the EDA, I believe, presented their approved budget at the last EDA meeting. So
I was not present at that meeting. I was out of town. But
I know. I missed you, Jeff. But as an aside, though, since the budget's being presented, the overall county budget's being presented tomorrow, I am requesting that we actually hold a special meeting so that way we are actually able to get to talk to all of the departments and actually review their budgets. So I don't know, scheduling-wise, what we can all sort of work out.
Is that what you were referring to earlier, Legislator Archer?
Yes. I wanted to kind of give an overview of what came out of some work that Rich and I were doing in Ways and Means and the implications to this standing committee and what we're, kind of recommending across all the standing committees. So
very good.
I didn't have a chance to speak at the last Ways and Means because I wasn't there. But what we're trying to do is this period of time between now and November when we have our consultant kind of give us their take on the budget is to encourage standing committees to meet with the department heads, get a flavor for what's in the budget, what's new, what's not, just to have a dialogue with the departments that are under their purview. In our group specifically, we've been working with Amber to kind of do a drill down of some of the department budget. So we have some year over year over last 3 years. look back so we can see what's evolved, where it's changing, and we'd like to bring that to, there's three groups in this particular standing committee. We couldn't do them all, so we just started with a couple small ones just to get a feel for, do we have the information available to us, what's not available to us, so that we can go back to the executive and finance department, say, you know, if it's not in the budget, can we get more insight into some of this stuff? Okay. And the three departments here will be planning, or economic development, tourism, I think planning overall,
and the EDA.
And information services.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is medical examiner. So that department on the health side.
He's not under us.
Not under us.
Okay.
I'm just saying,
no, I was. A light went off. Jeez, we have the medical examiner too.
But one thing, just
thinking out loud.
Yes.
I mean, all these departments have already met with the county executive. The budget's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, but
we probably should have done this 3 months ago. That's my point. If you really wanted to find out about the
yes, our recommendation 3 months ago was to be a part of the budget process. But that was not what the county exec side wanted. So, and he basically, we met with him. He said, you have a lot of this information. So we worked with Amber to try and see what information we could pull down. What you'll have is some historical. So as
right.
we're looking at the go forward, you have the look back, which
understood.
I think can be very helpful.
Absolutely. When do you want to schedule?
When are people available?
You know, first of all, I think that's all fair game. You chose those items. You're talking about departments that represent about 20 employees total.
I understand.
Okay.
Let me just put it in perspective before we start saying that all this is a first step in trying to build our own analysis and our own information, which we've asked for, and we're told they're not going to do it. So all I'm saying, yeah. You weren't at the meeting, but Burke was at the meeting. And all I'm saying is this is just for us to have information as we're looking at what budget is being presented. So it's not to be confrontational. It's only to say we're trying to build our own analytics.
Okay, I appreciate
so
that.
So that as we go through this and have more conversation, we're better informed. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I think that's fine. I think there's a difference between budget preparation and reviewing the budget. And I think that's, I couldn't imagine we would involve you in preparation of the budget.
Right. Well, so, and yes. and so part of what we've asked for was some
sure.
background data, and we were told it's available to us, so we're working
great.
With our analysts to pull it together.
Okay. Cool.
So,
yeah.
Very good.
I do too.
All right. Let's get a date. We'll have someone, we'll have the Vicky email out everyone what's a good day for them. The budget's out tomorrow. We do have a schedule. I don't have it here in front of me. The Ways and Means was given for budget review.
I have it in front of me.
There you go.
If I could suggest, maybe Rick, your presentation that you've been asked for, that's really the same presentation.
The
11th.
Yeah. I don't know
together.
If that interests you. That's
yeah,
after caucus
that's
is open.
Maybe the last week?
I was going to say the last week or the week of the 22nd. I don't know. I'm trying to think. We have session...
We have session on the 16th.
On the 16th, so the week of the 22nd?
The week of the 22nd. That Tuesday, the 23rd, is open.
Okay.
That would be a week after session. Is that something that... And do you want
to... And obviously, we would have to check with the departments that are
yeah,
under
say,
review
yeah,
if they're
everyone
able to...
Everyone is here right now.
Pardon me?
Everyone you need is here right now.
Okay.
Did that work for everybody?
What time are we thinking?
23rd, 5:30, 5:30, 6.
What month are we talking about?
October.
That'd be later on this month.
So 10.
Pick 20, a month.
10:23 at 6, 5:30.
What do you guys want to do?
It doesn't work for me.
Here?
I don't really care about that.
Five. Is there a day that does?
I got a dentist appointment.
At 6 o'clock?
We can take care of it. We got some of my flyers.
No, I will change my dentist appointment. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
As I always
do. So do we want to say
5:30?
Appointment might be less.
5:30.
5:30 works.
5:30
on the 23rd here.
Yeah.
Then we'll do it right here, subject to scheduling the room.
And it's going
to
be planning. Economic Development and Information and Services.
Information
and
Tourism.
And tourism.
Yeah. Could you send us exactly what you want so that way we don't have any confusion?
Legislator Arch will put that together.
Okay.
Your budget. I mean, what I can.
There you go.
But I was already told we couldn't get what we wanted. So
I don't know what you want. Like, what do you want?
I will share with you what we shared with Mike and Adele and Bert.
I'm confused. The difference between budget preparation, that's now done, right?
So
now
that's
review. So what would you like to review in the budget? So Dennis's budget is quite extensive.
I'm very happy to say what we'd like to see. An overview of the departments. Are there any organizational recommendations? A review of the programs that are included in the budget. Let's see. Anticipated costs. That's last year. Never mind. Sorry. Overview of the department's budget, program descriptions, goals and objectives, cost of programs by funding source, number of people that you're serving, you know, really get a flavor for it. We have 8 new legislators who've never been through this process before, are not as familiar with departments, and this effort is meant to help everybody kind of come up to speed and better understand all the work you all put into your budget process by giving us some understanding of the department, what they're focused on, who's in the department, you know, just kind of get a lay of the land and have it connect with the budget and what the initiatives are. I don't think it's that hard. It's probably, you probably have all the data already.
Mm-hmm. I'll just verify with the clerk for October 23rd and I'll let everybody know.
And legislator, if you want to put something, I understand.
I'm very happy to send it to them.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Anything else, folks?
That's it.
All right.
How much time would you like to
Are we going to be? That's about 4 hours worth of.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to set some parameters, and I'm looking at one person in particular.
How much data do you want?
No, Dennis. I'm going to pay Dennis. You can call it snarky, rude, whatever, but when Dennis starts to talk, it's like trying to get a drink from a fire hose.
Dennis, anything above 50 minutes, you begin to increase your budget by 5%
20
per
minutes.
How's that?
So that means 2 hours.
So now that you know, you got 15 minutes.
Just a quick question. The next meeting you talked about doing a presentation for 397. Are we not doing that? That was next. That was.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that, right?
A question, Legislator Archer, a question arose with this, with Mr. Remsnyder. You wanted a presentation on.
He
can wrap it all in on the 23rd. Perfect.
So, not at the next meeting.
There you go.
Okay. Next. Economic. Okay.
I'm going to make it, if it's okay with the committee, I would probably what you're most interested in. Is moving forward our marketing plan, how it's different than going forward in 2019, plus analytics and things of that
nature. Yes, exactly. So why you've shifted, or if you're shifting and you're doing some of the same things, why you have the results. Thank you.
All right. Is there nothing else, Herb?
Maybe most.
Is there a second? German. For adjournment. Legislator Rodriguez, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
All right.